CFW Mobile.
A sunny day.
I'm hoping to go to the lake Friday. It'll be good morning.
Good day.
You can catch a few fish.
Even if you don't catch anything, a day on the lake is better than just sitting at home, right?
Or a good day at work, either.
Time is a little local lake, and man, I ain't been in several years. I need to get down there and start fishing. It'll be crappie season pretty soon.
Well, look me up on Troy Lee and shoot me an email, and I'll get you my phone number to you, and come by here and we'll go sometime.
I appreciate it.
Get from the house down here, and well, I got a big old full moon out there.
On the 5th. Hey, what is the second letter of your call sign?
What? Kilo Foxtrot 4, November X-ray Yankee.
And I was trying to think what it was and just couldn't think of it.
Keep track of them too much either. I've got where I know, people's voices on here more than their call signs. Antenna yesterday. I got my HRO catalog and some company called OPEC, and I think I talked to the guy a minute and asked him if they kind of maybe took over MFJ, and he said, well, they kind of took over some of their designs and everything anyway. I'll have a little better antenna up on this radio pretty soon.
I got some vacation time coming up, and that and Mama's got to work, so maybe I can get on the HF bands a little bit. I haven't been on there in a while.
Mostly listen on the HF, and I got so much cotton picking line noise. I got 9 to 10 pounds of line noise, and it's hard to hear the weaker stations.
Got too much noise on it. I do usually pretty good.
I said I might not have everything, grounded good enough. Really don't have the radio going to a ground in and of itself. And thought I got the antenna grounded pretty good, but I might need to. There's a place on the back of the radio to hook a ground wire, so I need to run one off it outside and put a. I could do it, just on my to-do list.
It's to-do list, sorry. Yeah, I don't have mine grounded. It's just, plugged in and hooked to the power supply, and the antenna's just on some fence top rail and that, but it does pretty good for what I need. KN4 TFW.
Too close to the house. I know it's far enough away from the, transformer for the house that I might need to do that old thing about getting a little small AM transistor radio and walk around, see if I hear a lot of static on it. KF4NXY. Well, I'll meet some more guys coming in here pretty quick, and y'all don't have a lot of time for you. Destinate, so I'm going to get back and listen for a while. Have a good day out there, and be careful, and I'll catch you again. KF4NXY.
Hey, David, good to talk to you as always, and you enjoy your day, and I'll catch you probably in the morning. KN4TFW.
That LK. Good morning, David, and good morning, Ken.
David. How are you doing? I haven't heard you in a while.
I'll take a pause. I didn't want to step on anybody. I'm doing good. Just speaking for the first time this morning, and my throat's a little sore apparently, but I'm doing well. I hope you are.
We're here. Annette, how's the... It's the morning tea, right?
I just came back here with a cup, and I'm sipping on it now. It's really good. I hope you're doing well. I have not been on the radio much, even though I've been around the house. I've just been busy. I've been listening some. But I haven't been up this early in a while, so the dog woke me up this morning. She's not used to this time change yet.
And you still working regular?
I don't know, I'm in there with him when he was talking, and maybe his battery went out.
To SWJ. Good morning, guys.
KN4 TFW.
Okay, I lose my signal.
Didn't hear you in a minute or two.
I'm not sure what you heard a minute ago, but good morning, Scott. Name here is Shane. Go ahead, and then I'll. Can you tell me what you if you heard what I said at all?
You were still working, you know, the day shift over there at UPS, but I never heard a response.
Battery. I put in the power here. Put it on the AC power. No, I retired end of August. It was kind of a quick thing. I was thinking about going next year, but they offered a buyout. So I took it, or applied for it, and found out August 31st was my last day. So I found that out August 15th. So I had to scramble and get my pension going and everything. But I'm just taking some time and doing things around the house, and then I'm going to find something else to do probably eventually. But right now I'm getting things done that I couldn't do for a long time because of all the hours I was working.
Yeah, well, congratulations on that. I'm going to try to hold out a couple more years, but we'll see.
Working yet, just taking some time. I'm done working with that company. 34 years, just not done working permanently. Lord willing. But anyway, go ahead, Scott. N4ZLK.
Hearing y'all talk. Thought I'd say hi. Good morning.
Yep. I'm not sure if we've... I don't think I've met you, but the name here is Shane. And I think I heard the other day you're relatively new, so welcome to the hobby. I like that call. But anyway, I'm not going to stay on here long. I just wanted to say good morning to Ken and Dave, and I'll hang around for a couple more. Go ahead, Ken.
Work here. The morning crew's been hit and miss here lately.
I have been catching up on some of my sleep, too. Used to get up at 5:30 every morning, and I don't know, I was sleeping in till 7:30, and then going to bed early too, it seemed like, there for a little while, but I think I'm getting back onto a schedule is what I need to do. But anyway, I'll let you guys go, and my voice is tired for some reason, you can probably tell. You be careful going to work. Scott, you have a good day, and nice to hear you this morning. And David, if you're listening, enjoy your coffee, and hope you have a good day. You and Miss Marie, we'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Great, Shane. Good to hear you as always. You enjoy the day, Annette. And your sleep schedule is supposed to be the same as with the chickens.
73.
Did you get your HF antenna up yet?
I do. I got me a vertical, and I started playing with WSJX. And made a few contacts in South America yesterday or the day before, one of the two. Pretty cool.
Only other mode besides just voice that I've done is FT8. I've done a little bit of that. I'm more of a traditional voice contact guy.
So I haven't had a whole lot of luck with the voice stuff yet. I've tried the voice and was messing with it, and I have not made, I from my mobile rig, I've made a few voice contacts up in New York and whatnot. There was a QSO party in New York, and I made some contacts with a few people in New York and Ontario, but I haven't made anybody talk to anybody outside the country voice yet.
I forget what it is. WA8 something is a website, but it's got a contest calendar there, and it'll tell you what all contests are happening and when and all the rules and everything, so you can usually use that to figure out when to get on.
About that site, I've got it bookmarked. I don't know what it is, but you're right, W something something.
Especially event station on, I want to say it's on the 11th. It's for the commemoration of the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yeah. 4ZLE, good morning, guys. Me and the wifey boo headed to work. Hope everybody's doing well this morning.
Good morning, Miss Angela. It's been a minute since I heard you guys. KN4, TFW.
Yeah, my work schedule's been a little bit weird. I was out this past weekend. I actually took a day off to go to the Ham Fest and went to that, but also having some back issues too, where I'm actually trying to go back in this morning. Hope my back cooperates, but we'll see how it goes.
Not to be beating on you in the night. It won't hurt so bad in the morning.
KQ4ZLE. Yeah, she likes to rock me to sleep. The only problem is the rocks that she uses are too big.
Roger that.
Went up there Saturday. Me and a buddy of mine and a friend of his met up there and hung out. Good part of the day. Enjoyed it. Brought home a new ICB-86 handheld radio from ICOM. Pretty good little radio, seems to be, so far.
I was there, too.
There were several people from our ham club here in Anderson there than the surrounding. But I had my coat on, so the wifey made me a t-shirt with my call sign and townville stuff on it. But it was so chilly, I had to keep my coat on, so I have my racing coat on instead.
Ham Fest I've been to yet. It was pretty nice.
I definitely enjoyed it. Brad, buddy of mine, he sold a few things. And I was just out after I hung out with him for a little bit after I walked around for a little while.
Because ham study or hamprep.com or something like that. Anyways, that was the app that I used to study to get my ham course at work and all that stuff. And the videos he did for that was there. And my son is using those same videos for studying for his technician license. Anyways, the guy recorded a personalized video for my son Jameson to encourage him to get his license. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is really cool, man. I usually do the traditional book stuff I'm studying now to get my general. But yeah, that is really cool.
Need enough Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee. They were doing a class in Greer, so I got to do the personalized class one chapter a week for the general, and that right before COVID.
I'm going to try to test for mine right after the first of the year. That'll give me from now until then to sit down and read and study, so hopefully I'll knock it out then.
Look at that YouTube, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee, and that he's really good. He's got, you know, all the classes, and he shows you all the information and all the tricks that you need to pass it. I mean, if I can do it, anybody can do it.
I'm going to have to check that out. I appreciate it. The wifey boo, she's been working on nursing stuff, and she's getting ready to have a little bit of a break here shortly, so she's going to try to work on her so she can get her tech. That way she can start chit-chatting with us, too.
On the way, I mean, she can use your mic. Just take it from you. You're right there, and that, so she can get on. KN4TFW.
I forget about the third-party thing, but she's wanting to get hers anyway, and that way, if we're out and about in different vehicles or something, we can use it and communicate that way, too. But, yeah, I forgot about that. I keep forgetting about it.
But I didn't quite catch the sun call sign.
Say again, KQ4 Yankee Charlie India.
Bill, how are you doing this morning walking the dog?
I think it's actually the other way around. I think sometimes the dogs are walking me. But I am good. How are you, sir?
I'm motoring in for this hump day eve.
ZLE, good morning, Bill. I hope you're doing well, sir. This is Anthony from Townville area.
I get to do a radio remote this week while everybody's shooting suppressed weapons around me. That should be interesting.
Most definitely.
Show, come on today. I'll try to catch it.
That today. That'll be on Thursday. Today, it comes on at noon, and it's just me yammering on the radio waves.
Yeah, I definitely try to listen to you as much as I can. Really love to listen to your stuff.
A little game with me right now, though. They got up there and they put together another event where everybody at the station is going to be a moderator of a non-event event, and I'm the only one that doesn't get to go, and they thought that was going to hurt my feelings.
Thing that really hurts your feelings.
That's primarily due to my upbringing. I had my feelings hurt a lot when I was a kid, especially with my mom. But, that has developed quite the mental armor.
You just made us tougher, that's all.
Temperature up where you guys are.
85 northbound, coming up on the exit 35, and it's showing 43 degrees right now, Piedmont area.
47 up here at 26 and 85.
Went to a gun class in October 2019, right outside of Orangeburg. That day of the gun class, it was between 98 and 101 degrees. And I'm just thinking, well, it's certainly getting cooler faster now.
What kind of antenna you got on that HD?
I have is the rubber duck. I bought a signal stick for it. But the signal stick didn't get as good reception as the rubber duck, which that hurt my feelings.
Mine's like a 18-inch whip, and it really improved my HD.
The signal stick was 18-inch, and it just doesn't perform as good as I hoped it would
anyway. Yeah, I just bought that ICOM ICV86 at the Hamfest, and it seems to be doing really well, but I've been carrying my old school ICOM FC3021T. That thing's really, really good. It's just getting hard to find extra stuff for it, but we're going to see how that little 86 does. I may upgrade the antenna on it, but right now it seems to be doing pretty decent.
I just got it because it's water resistant. I prefer the sound inside everything else.
We'll try that again. I lost you in the white noise.
See, I'm on right now is the ICOM T10 or TT10, whichever one it is, a really basic one. But it seems really solid to me, and it sounds really good. And you guys are coming in beautiful.
Yeah, I just passed the 35-mile marker northbound on I-85 now, headed toward the Greenville Way. This is a Yaesu 3165, I think it is, mobile. I've been really happy with it. Then I got a 3185 Yaesu in the house that I'm using as a base station. Been really happy with them.
That's between Yaesu and ICOM. My other HD is the Yaesu FT5D, and my base station is the Yaesu FT991 Alpha. But my mobile radio is an ICOM, my MANTAC is an ICOM, and this handset is an ICOM.
That sounds good. I've got, in my truck, I've got a old school ICOM 2100H I've had for years, but it works really well too. In it, and I just got a fender mount antenna 5/8 wave on it. Seems to do pretty good.
One of my show sponsors is a retirement planning group, and everybody that works with them are very well off. I tried to extol why they all need to be ham radio operators to them. And they all nodded, and none of them, well, that's not true. A few of them pulled the trigger on it. But it's amazing how people will take the whole communication thing, just take that for granted until they don't have it.
DLE, that is the truth. People don't realize, especially with the hurricane. I'm a retired paramedic, retired firefighter, and I have all these systems going digital. A lot of them are finally, I think, realizing how vulnerable that kind of stuff is. You know, which analog, all you can do is kick back to analog, or, you know, if your repeater goes down, you can still kick back to analog and talk radio to radio, say, like on VHF or whatever. But, yeah, people, you're exactly right. People don't realize. The wife is working on getting her to try and talk to the kids some, too. So, hopefully, and then other friends, so hopefully we'll get more into it.
Told the story about how their digital radio went down and how 911 went down every time the internet was caught, and how they'd be for hours without communication. The only thing possible to communicate with was with their ham radio that they had on, but nobody knew they had it on. And yeah, it was like talking to a bunch of hobby friends.
I worked a lot with Anderson County. Was a medic with Pelzer EMS for a lot of years. Then I worked, you know, part-time with Greenville County and Lawrence County, different ones. And there's, you know, always been a time where the radio or something would act up or go down. And I'm thinking back of my mind, if you were still analog, it would still be working. But, you know, it is what it is.
Does Anderson Sheriff's Department, you know, if they have a ham radio in their communication setup?
I don't know. I've been out of the loop for a number of years now, so I'm really not sure what all they have now. But it would be a good idea to find out, and also if I can talk to some of my friends, if I can figure to find out.
The Greenville County Sheriff's Department does. They monitor frequency, and I was asking Hobart, why don't they monitor it on a repeater so they could actually have people calling in if they needed help? And he said, I don't know, but I'm going to find out.
Sorry, I kind of lost a little bit in White North, and I had a dummy behind me tailgating me and trying to push me out of the way.
Saying in Greenville County, they monitor a frequency and not a repeater, and I asked about that. It was like Hobart told me he did not know the answer to that, but he was going to try to find that out.
Yeah, I definitely got you. But yeah, I'm going to talk to some of my Anderson County Sheriff's Office friends and just see if they know. The one friend of mine that would know that was recently killed in a motorcycle crash, unfortunately. So I'm not, unfortunately, able to talk to Mark about it. Still miss that crazy dude. But anyway, beside the point. But yeah, I'm going to see if I can find out myself. It would be interested to know.
Yeah, in Greenville County, they look at ham. The sheriff's department looks at ham as the thing that they would use. In the grid down situation, they just haven't gotten to that point yet.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea, for sure. I know a lot of the hospitals have access to it too, and I'm pretty sure Prisma does. I know they've done a grant several years ago where a lot of hospitals got it, but I'm just trying to figure out. I've been trying to talk around the hospital to try to find out who may know. Nobody can tell me anything, but I'm going to still keep looking into it and see what I can figure out, then find the equipment and then look at it and see if it's operable or see what the deal is with it.
Okay, so while I've been talking to you, apparently somebody ran over a skunk on Highway 14 just outside of my fence here, so I'm going to drop for a second and see if that dissipates a little bit, but I have certainly enjoyed talking to you. Keep the shiny side up on 85, this is Andrew, and change the spot there. 73 G, this is K4 Yankee Charlie India. I'm going to be clear.
He's pulling same traffic. Me and the wifey Pooh is pulling up here at work. I hope everybody has a good day. We'll see how this crazy ER is at Prisma Health. But this is KQ4ZLE. Once again, sir, it's a pleasure to talking to everybody this morning. I hope y'all have a good day. It's KQ4ZLE and the wifey. We're clear.
Thank you guys, Bill, Anthony, Miss Angela. Good to talk to you guys as always. And I got the gate in sight. So you guys have a good one, and I look forward to catching you down the log. KN4TFW.
Hold on, y'all. Talk to y'all tomorrow. Have a good day.